and His English by M.A. Bilborough. This recording is copyright M.A. Bilborough 2019. Carlos lives in Spain. He's 9 years old. He lives with his mother and father in Seville. Next week, Carlos is going to England. He has to practice English. His teacher says,
Carlos makes a lot of mistakes. He doesn't progress.
Carlos's mother speaks to Carlos in English.
Well, Carlos, what do you think? You're going to stay with Uncle Juan and Aunt Mary in Southend-on-Sea. Isn't that fantastic, my little baby?
Carlos's mother always calls him my little baby. He doesn't like it. Carlos answers,
I is no a baby, and I no like English.
Carlos is at the airport. His father is crying. His mother kisses him again and again. She says,
You're going to be fine, Carlos. The air hostess is going to look after you now. In England, you're going to learn a lot of English. Aunt Mary is very friendly. But you must help her. She's going to be a mother, my little baby.
Carlos says,
You always think me as baby. I have 9 years. Aunt Mary, no, my mother.
But Carlos promises to practice his English. The aeroplane flies high in the sky. It flies over England, and Carlos can see clouds above and below. Then he sees a rainbow. He practices his English and says the colours:
pink, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, wife.
There's a man next to Carlos. He's sleeping. But he hears Carlos and wakes up. The man looks a little angry.
Carlos says, I is much sorry.
The man goes to sleep again. The aeroplane flies down and down towards the airport. Carlos is very excited. He is now in England. Carlos says the names of the things he can see.
A aeroplane, and lorry, and a cat.
The man next to Carlos wakes up again. Carlos wants to practice his English.
Hello, you're Carlos. What is my name?
The man is a little confused. Then he smiles and says,
Hello, I'm Fred. You're Carlos.
They shake hands. Fred helps Carlos and the air hostess with the heavy bag and suitcase.
Then Fred and Carlos say goodbye in English. Carlos says, "Good boy, Fred. Thank you."
Fred laughs and shouts,
"Goodbye, Carlos. Goodbye."
Carlos has got a new friend. He thinks,
"My English is more good."
Carlos and his English, 6 out of 10. Aunt Mary is English. She's married to Uncle Juan. They live in Southend-on-Sea. She's waiting for Carlos in the airport now. Aunt Mary can't speak Spanish, so Carlos must speak in English. But after his conversation with Fred, Carlos thinks,
"English, no, is difficult. It's wheezy."
Aunt Mary says,
"Hello, Carlos. How are you?"
Carlos answers,
"I's good, thank you. And me? I'm very well, thank you," says Aunt Mary.
Then she says,
"I'm Aunt Mary."
Carlos remembers the words of the family and thinks,
"Mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, apple."
Then he says,
"Hello, Aunt Mary. I is your niece, Carlos."
"My niece? No, Carlos, you're my nephew."
They laugh. Aunt Mary speaks very quickly. Carlos doesn't understand. She repeats the word baby again and again. Carlos thinks,
"I is no baby. Why he call I baby?"
But Mary talks and talks. So Carlos asks,
"What and Mary? Who and Mary? I no comprendo, Aunt Mary. Where, Aunt Mary? When, Aunt Mary? What you saying, Aunt Mary?"
Aunt Mary talks a lot, and now Carlos doesn't think she's very friendly. He thinks,
"Why he no help me with this bags? This bags is very heavy."
Aunt Mary and Carlos get into the car and they drive to her house. The street is called Cedar Street. It is very long and all the houses are the same. They get out at number 40. Carlos can count in English from 1 to 10.
1, 2, 3,
and he can count in tens.
10, 20, 30, 40.
Carlos says the address of Aunt Mary's house.
42 Cedar C.
Aunt Mary corrects him.
"No, it's 40 Cedar Street, Carlos."
Carlos looks up sadly. The sky is not blue now. He says,
"The school is green, much green."
Then it starts to rain. Aunt Mary shouts,
"It's raining, Carlos. Come on, let's go. Run." but Carlos can't run. He walks slowly. The bags are very heavy.
I'm sorry, Carlos, I can't help you, says Aunt Mary.
Carlos isn't happy. He thinks,
why he no can help me?
Now they are in the house. Aunt Mary says,
take off your coat and shoes, Carlos.
They leave their coats and shoes in the hall. Carlos looks at his clothes and thinks,
a shirt, a tie, shorts, and two suits.
And his aunt is wearing
a jersey, and necklace, and cheese.
They go into the living room. Carlos remembers the furniture in English.
A table, a chair, and sofa, and a lamb.
Mary points to the television and smiles. She says the word Blackie. Carlos thinks sadly,
Blackie television or Pinkie television? He's on television English. Me no understand television English.
Aunt Mary and Carlos go upstairs. They go into a big bedroom. Aunt Mary says happily,
you can sleep here. This bedroom is for my baby.
There are a lot of toys in the room. Carlos looks at the toys and thinks in English,
a panda, an hippo, a dog, a giraffe, a fairy, teddy bears, robots, a hose.
But then Carlos thinks,
this bedroom are for baby.
I is no his baby.
But he says,
thank you, Aunt Mary.
They go downstairs and into the kitchen. Carlos looks through the window. There is a beautiful garden. Carlos doesn't want to speak to Aunt Mary. He wants to go into the garden and play. He says,
Aunt Mary, can play I in the garlic, please?
Mary laughs.
The garden, Carlos? Yes, of course.
Carlos puts on his shoes and goes into the garden. It's not raining now. Aunt Mary says,
tea time is at 6 o'clock. Do you like cockles?
Carlos doesn't understand the word cockles, but he says,
yes, I does.
The garden is very green and beautiful. Carlos remembers in English,
grass, flowers, and a tea with pears.
Suddenly he sees a black cat under some flowers. Carlos speaks to it.
Hello, cow. You're Carlos. What's my name?
But the cat isn't very friendly. It runs through a hole in the fence. Carlos thinks,
this cow knows skate English.
Carlos follows the black cat. He goes through the hole in the fence. Here, there are lots of narrow streets. There aren't any cars or people. Carlos turns left into one street, then turns right into another street, then left, then right. Carlos walks and practices his English.
Turn left, turn right, go street on, wheezy.
Carlos and his English, 7 out of 10. But Carlos can't see the black cat now. Carlos walks a long way. Then one narrow street goes between two houses. Now Carlos is in a very wide street. Carlos says the things he can see.
Houses, shops, and people.
But where is Aunt Mary's house? Carlos thinks,
oh no, me is lost.
Then he sees something very big and red. Carlos says,
fantastic, a boss.
He puts his hand in his pocket. He's got £5, a present from his mother. He says happily,
I has got honey.
Now he can get on the bus and go back to his aunt's house. The bus stops and Carlos gets on. Carlos speaks to the bus conductor a little nervously.
For to see the sea, please.
The bus conductor asks,
to see the sea?
Carlos thinks, then he says again,
for to.
The bus conductor repeats,
see the sea?
Yes,
says Carlos.
£1.50, please.
Carlos smiles. He thinks,
me skate good the English.
Carlos and his English, 8 out of 10. The bus goes very fast. The sun comes out and the wind is warm. Carlos takes off his tie. He puts it in his pocket. The bus goes past a big park. Some people are playing a game. Carlos thinks,
who's that game?
Carlos says the sports he knows in English.
Football, tennis, basketball, cycling, running,
and in the sea,
sleeping.
But where's his aunt's house? Where must he get off the bus? The bus goes down a hill, and then a big surprise.
Carlos shouts, a sea, the sand, the peach.
Carlos is happy now. He thinks England is wonderful. He stands up at the front of the bus and shouts,
I live England. England is fantastic.
This is an adventure. The bus goes on and on next to the beach. Then the bus stops under some trees. Where's his aunt's house? Carlos is worried. Suddenly, the bus starts again. Carlos holds a branch. The bus goes, but Carlos is now in the tree. He shouts,
help me! Help me!
But nobody hears Carlos.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Carlos goes along the branch very carefully. A pigeon is watching Carlos. Carlos thinks,
I alone, there is anybody to help I. I haven't got no friends here. Only any silly pig. Me need any good friends.
The branches cut Carlos's skin. It hurts. He shouts,
ow, ow, ow. A, E, I, O, U.
Carlos is down from the tree. He's dirty. Where are his buttons? He puts his hand in his pocket and thinks,
oh no, where are my pie?
Then he sees a notice, pier and trains. There's a big, beautiful building.
A train station.
Carlos says,
trains. I can got and train to house and marry.
Carlos runs down the hill. Carlos runs into the building. He says to the ticket man,
excusing me.
But the ticket man wants to go home. He says angrily,
come on, the last train is at 6 o'clock. What do you want?
6 o'clock? Carlos thinks. Is tea time. Me must to go to house and marry.
Carlos is very nervous. He says,
train to Cedar Sea, please.
See the sea? £3.50, says the man.
Good,
Carlos thinks. Now he can get to Cedar Street. Carlos and his English, 9 out of 10.
But me must to be quickly.
Carlos is now in the train. Oh no, the train is going over the sea on a long bridge. Carlos looks behind and he can see England. He looks in front and he can see another country. Which country is he going to? Carlos thinks of the maps in his bedroom.
Germany, Italy, Portugal, Spain, Switzerland, Ostrich.
Then he remembers.
I is going France. France? I never see your parents again. Me is lost, me is lost.
Carlos looks through the window and begins to cry. But 10 minutes later, the train stops. Carlos gets off. Carlos thinks,
where I is?
Carlos can see lots of people, men, women and children, and lots of little shops. Carlos can smell food.
Delicious.
He wants to eat and he thinks,
I are angry. Very angry.
but me no got no honey.
The shops are closing, and people are waiting for the last train back. Carlos knows he must get on that train, but he hasn't got any money. He thinks,
what is I go to do now?
Carlos walks sadly past the little shops, but the bridge stops. In front of Carlos, there is the big blue sea. Carlos thinks,
I can see boots. I can see the sea.
See the sea. See the sea. See the sea. Oh no. Another mistake in his English. Now he can see the sea. Lots and lots of sea. Carlos and his English, 2 out of 10. Carlos looks at the boats. He thinks sadly,
they is going house. I is no going house.
Hello? What's the matter?
Carlos looks up. There is a man next to Carlos. The man is smiling.
Carlos, is that you?
Carlos remembers. The man on the aeroplane.
Fred!
Says Carlos happily.
Fred! What are you doing here?
Asks Fred. Carlos thinks,
I must skate good English. I must speak good English now.
He thinks of his English teacher and he thinks of his mother. He says slowly,
I'm at house my aunt. Aunt. She lives at 4240 Cedar Sea. No, Cedar Street. I is lost. No, I am lost. I no got no honey. Money. Can you help me? Help me?
Carlos's pronunciation is difficult to understand. Fred thinks for a minute, then he says,
Ah, I understand. You are at your aunt's house, you haven't got any money, and you're lost.
Fred laughs.
Come with me, Carlos. I'll help you.
Fred is the captain of a fishing boat. He is the boss of Best Cockles. Fred takes Carlos to his boat. There are 3 fishermen. Their names are Steve, John, and Bill.
Hello.
Hello.
They say to Carlos.
How are you?
How are you?
I think he's cold and hungry, says Fred. Are you hungry, Carlos?
Yes. Me is very angry, answers Carlos.
Do you like cockles, Carlos? Asks Fred.
Cockles. Cockles. Carlos remembers that word.
What means cockles?
Asks Carlos.
Here you are, Carlos. These are our cockles. The best.
Fred gives Carlos a big plate of them. Carlos tastes one.
Delicio!
He shouts. The boat leaves the pier and goes quickly across the sea. Fred's friends are very happy people. Every day they catch cockles in the sea. They sell them in a little shop on Southend-on-Sea Pier and in their town next to the sea. Steve, John and Bill show Carlos the typical dance called the Happy Cockle. Fred plays the accordion. Now Carlos is laughing because he is going back to Aunt Mary's house. He eats a lot of seafood.
3 planes of cockles and 1 big glass of milk. Delicio!
Soon Fred's boat comes to a beach and Fred and Carlos get off. There are cafes here. There are lots of fishermen's houses too.
This town is called Leon Sea. I live here, says Fred. These houses are very old and typical.
There are lots of people here. They are sitting at tables, eating seafood and drinking tea. Carlos is surprised.
Cockles with B?
He asks.
Tea, Carlos. Yes, we love tea, Fred says, smiling.
Fred points. This is a shellfish kitchen. Here we cook the cockles. The shellfish here are famous,
very fresh and very good.
Yes, says Carlos. But I lick milk. I no lick tea.
Carlos and Fred get into the car and soon they arrive at 40 Cedar Street. Uncle Juan, the brother of Carlos's father, is at home now.
Carlos, you're here, says Uncle Juan. We were very worried. You went into the garden to play and you disappeared. We telephoned the police.
Carlos was lost, says Fred. I found him on Southend-on-Sea Pier.
But his English is very good. He told me where you lived.
Fred gets back into his car.
Goodbye, Fred.
Goodbye, Fred.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Fred. Thank you very much.
Goodbye, says Fred. Come and visit me in Leon Sea. The telephone rings. It's Carlos's mother.
Hello, Carlos, my little baby. How are you? Are you happy?
Me no happy, says Carlos.
Aunt Mary say he are my mother, and me is an baby. Me must to carry heavy bags. Me must to sloop in a room for an baby.
No, no, says his mother.
Mary isn't saying she's your mother. She isn't saying you're a baby. Aunt Mary has got a baby in her tummy. That is why you must carry the bags. And one day the new baby will sleep in that bedroom. I'm sorry I call you a baby. You're not a baby. You're a big boy, and I'm proud of you. Do you understand that, Carlos?
Carlos understands now. More mistakes. Carlos and his English, 0 out of 10. Carlos has a shower and changes his clothes. He comes downstairs and talks to Uncle Juan.
You're not very happy, Carlos, are you? Learning a language is an adventure, isn't it? Says Uncle Juan.
I do very mistakes in your English, says Carlos. I skate badly. Me no understood Aunt Mary. Me were lost.
I make mistakes too, Carlos, says Uncle Juan. After 5 years living in England. But remember, we must make mistakes to learn. No mistakes, no progress. And Carlos, you asked Fred to help. In English. Well done. I think Carlos and his English get a big 10 out of 10.
They go into the kitchen to have dinner. Carlos looks at the clock. It's very late.
11:15,
he says. They sit down at the table.
I've got a surprise for you, Carlos,
says Aunt Mary happily. She shows Carlos the dinner. More cockles. Carlos ate too many cockles on Fred's boat. He can't eat any more.
Oh, no, he says. Very cockles. But you like cockles, Carlos,
says Aunt Mary.
Yes, yes,
answers Carlos.
I live cockles. My favorite. Thank you, Aunt Mary.
Thank you for reading Carlos and His English. Find out about new books by M.A. Bilborough at my website www.mabilborough.com. Bye for now.